just share with you something that's been in my heart. Some of you know this. We've said it over and over for over 10 years now, but I want to say it again. And I wrote an article in our midweek a couple weeks ago called Liquid Church. I think there's a book by that I've never read, and I don't even really know what all that means other than it means flowing out and filling. And that I love that concept and that principle because we believe that New Life Equipping Ministry is a mission base that disciples the church to send them out on the mission of Jesus. Another way to say this is that New Life is a gathering of many, many churches, many little mini churches who are being equipped and are partnering in the mission of Jesus. As you know, we believe that the church is you, and the church is when you gather together. 2 to 3 people gathered in together at McDonald's on a Thursday morning praying is the church. That's the church. Right here, the church is gathered, and we're equipping you to go. And we believe that God's means for taking his presence and his power and his redemptive message through the earth is not just through printed material, though thank God for that, and not just through like a glowing cloud and visitation of the Spirit, though thank God if that would happen, but it's through his church. His main means is us. We're living epistles, and we're the ones who carry the glory and the presence of God everywhere we go. Matthew 16, 18, you remember that. It says, Peter says, I tell you, you're Peter, and upon this large piece of rock, on this rock, Petra, a huge rock, I'll gather my church, and the gates of Hades, the powers of the infernal region, that wicked, hellish place, shall not overpower or be strong to be a deterrent against an advancing church. This is not a verse where Jesus is saying, I promise you, I'll build a church and you can get in there and stay safe. It's about, I'm going to build a church that's advancing. The word apostolic means to be sent. And we want to be an apostolic ministry. And so it's saying the gates of hell will not stand against this because I'm going to give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on heaven will be bound on earth. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. And it talks about our authority. 2 chapters later, Jesus is going to say this again in the context of church discipline. He'll say, truly, I tell you, whatever you forbid or whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. And the Amplified says in a different way, whatever we permit and declare is proper and lawful, that's what will be released upon the earth, speaking of the authority of the body of Christ. We have no idea how much authority we have. No idea. Jesus said in Matthew 28, he has all authority in heaven and earth, and you and I have been given that authority in him. And it's going to take authority to break the grip of a devil that's come to kill, steal, and destroy, John 10:10. It's going to take authority. We're not going to be able to, you know, just woozy him out. We're not going to be able to just kind of move in and do our little thing and then whatever. We're going to have to exercise authority to move out the powers of darkness that's leading to the raping and pillaging of the nations in darkness. He says, again, I tell you that if on two of you on earth agree or harmonize or make a symphony together, when you guys get together in my name and you there's a synergetic power that begins to be manifest that releases my authority and my power. And then he'll say, for wherever 2 or 3 are gathered in my name, there I am. So what we have here is a clear statement that the church is God's means. A church is a small band of believers who are exercising in agreement the authority of Christ, breaking the kingdom of darkness, and bringing the presence of Christ where he is not. So we love stories, and I wish I could tell them. I was telling over in Wichita, I just heard a story in a house church in Plainview. Some guy was visiting his son, and he said in some, I think it's in Portland or some western city, they're naming a whole street around a neighborhood after a missionary guy who had moved in there decades ago with a group of people, a small group of what was the hood. It was a dark, dark, bad area. They moved in with the gospel, with prayer, with preaching the gospel, and it revolutionized the whole neighborhood. I mean, we've got story after story, even nations that have been transformed by the church of the living God being the church and manifesting itself everywhere it goes. So the church is small bands of disciples on mission. It's exercising kingdom authority through agreement in prayer and gospel preaching. And it's filling non-presence of God areas with the presence of God by us being there. So we do not want to be a collecting pool. I resist it with all of my heart. We don't want to be a collecting pool. That's why we're sending to Wichita. I'm talking to some guys about planting other works in other areas in our region. We want to do that. We want to plant churches in Plainview all over the place and in your home and your neighborhood at McDonald's, up and down Broadway where there's massage parlors. We want the church to plant there. We don't want to build a place and then say, all you sinners, come over here to us. And they're like, yeah, right. It just doesn't work. It's not the way it's supposed to work. Christians flock to those places. We want the church to infiltrate culture. And so love Ezekiel 47:9 that talks about us not being a collecting pool, but a river. And wherever the river goes, every creature, every living creature swarms and it will live. And there will be many fish, for this water goes there, that the waters of the sea may become fresh, so that everything will live where the river goes. And the river is the river of the Spirit flowing through the people of God. Everywhere we go, we're to touch with the gospel of Jesus and resurrection power. People are dying in their sin. They're dying in greed. They're dying in sensuality. Hollywood is celebrating sensuality and all of this sin, and they're all dying to death of disease and sin and facing eternal destruction. We are the river of life. We cannot just collect somewhere and ask them to come. We've got to flow and go together. That's why I like Justin Romine. I like Justin because Justin didn't get a group of people and run to Portland and say, let's get a corner on a street, collect some money, build a building, and we'll put a big sign out and hope they come. These guys went out there to be the church, and they're walking through dark neighborhoods and apartment buildings, praying and engaging the presence of God. And as they do that, they're impacting Muslims with the good news of Jesus. They're seekers, and they want to know, and we can bring the truth to them. They're beginning to engage and increase, I think, the population of angels, the presence of the Holy Spirit by their presence being there. They're on mission. So, Justin, come on up here again real quick. I want us to pray over Justin, if you don't mind. And I need some guys. We all want to listen. When we get here, we're royalty. We're royal priesthood. And we're not here to build this place. We're here to get equipped to go do the stuff, you know, Monday through Saturday. And so we hope that happens here. And what we have here is royalty with us. We have another royal priest from Portland, Oregon, who's representing a king, King Jesus, who's hated by the nations, is what it says in Psalms 2. And so he's in the midst of a conflict and a war, and we want to pray around him. So in honor of the mission in Portland, I would like for all of you to help me. I need multiple. Jonathan, some of you guys, I need some guys and gals to come down really quick here. Let's all stand, and let's have a moment of intercession here for Justin. It's a big deal, and it's a deal where they're facing a real enemy. And men's strategies aren't going to break through. It's going to take the authority in the kingdom of God. And so let me get around here. You guys want to come in? Let's pray for him. Father, in Jesus' name, thank you for a young man, little 28-year-old guy who's been transformed by the gospel of Jesus Christ. He'd be a loser, sinner, lost, if not for your grace. He admits that. This isn't about him. It's about you, Jesus. So thank you for your grace in his life. Thank you that your grace has transformed him and his wife. We pray for blessing on her and the kids right now, right in this moment, 2 hours back in time. Pray you fill them with the Holy Spirit even now. And just bless the reunion tonight as he flies back to Portland. But Lord, we pray for anointing and blessing on Justin. We pray for focus on Jesus, boldness to preach Jesus, the leadership ability to gather that church, that mobile, moving, organic group, to exercise the authority of agreement in Jesus' name, and to bring the presence of God to fill it where it's not. Lord, let the light shine and eradicate the darkness. Anoint our brother. Bless his efforts. See, he's got another month and a half left there till he transitions. I pray it be the best month and a half he's had. Blessing upon it. Anointing, Lord, and populate heaven with Portlandians. We pray internationals be touched by the gospel. And as we prayed in Wichita, we thank you that we stand with a brother who's an answer to prayer. Matthew 9, you said to ask the Lord of the harvest for laborers, and this is one of them that has been thrust into the harvest field. So Lord, let him do what he's made to do. May he harvest. The fields are white for harvest. May they harvest and have good divine appointments and your good news, your good grace. May it go to the lost and to the broken. Refresh them. Refresh the team. And Lord, let your kingdom come and your will be done in Portland as it is in heaven. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you, buddy.